Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're the angriest that we've ever been. 72% of Americans define themselves as mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. We've never had that level of anger. If you're over age 30, every income level, every educational level, we're anxious, we're frustrated, and we think that people have made promises to us that they haven't kept. We don't trust politicians. We don't trust business leaders. We don't trust religious leaders. We have no trust in anything anymore.
Pretty damning, but pretty real, isn't it, huh? The political analysis of Frank Luntz, who thinks that the upcoming presidential election will be the most negative we have ever seen in the history of our country. You agree with that? 800-510-8255. And maybe more into the grain of this are the folks who are doing talk radio programs, talk television programs. Are those people who are on either side that are pulling people in either direction, are they in fact possibly responsible for this negativity? We'll start the hour that you're listening to of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an examination of the GOP candidates and those people who are the supposed pundits and experts like Mike Huckabee, who talked about what he noticed while watching the GOP debate a few nights ago.
They honestly sound like they're talking to a group of people assembled around the boardroom of a corporate office. I would say that the number one thing, and I'm going to go back to my friend Tim Pawlenty, he needs to get rid of some of his consultants.
Oh, I saw this
with Romney 4 years ago, and I'm seeing it with Pawlenty now. Overcoached, overconsulted. Get rid of them. Go in there with what you know you believe and what you know you have done. Listen to the question. Speak to it. If you make a mistake, so what? Americans can live with their leaders if they make mistakes. What they can't live with is a leader that doesn't know where his own compass is pointing. And that's what I think Americans, and particularly Republicans, are looking for on every one of those debate stages. Who comes here not so much with an index card filled with clever answers that a consultant wrote, but who comes here with the clarity of conviction and the consistency of thought? That's what we look for.
It's pretty interesting. I don't find myself agreeing with Huckabee a whole lot, but that seems to hit the nail on the head. What do you think? Time for your calls is now, or when you feel there's something that's been said that you want to react to at 800-510-8255. Michelle Bachmann, I said on this program, was vapid. A lot of you think that she is the big winner from Monday night's debate. Help yourself to that. Here from Fox, Bill O'Reilly talks to and actually argues with Karl Rove about Pawlenty and President Obama.
Now, Tim Pawlenty, I think, is a guy who did a good job in Minnesota. I think he's philosophically in tune with the Republican Party. If you're a Republican, you got to like what he's saying. But he can't get any traction or attention because he doesn't wave his arms and he... You know, I mean, you know what age we live in.
Look, with all due respect, he can't be somebody else. He can't be Donald Trump. He needs to be authentic and credible. Now, you do put your finger on a problem. He is an upper Midwestern politician, so he's got a lot of Scandinavian in him. I say that as a Scandinavian American myself. So it's hard for upper Midwestern politicians to go on the attack against
Trump. Let me correct you.
But he's doing a pretty good job. He's doing a pretty good job.
He's at 6% in the poll. He's not doing good.
Wait a minute. What matters is, are you improving from where you were and how good are you doing?
Remember, at this point,
at this point, John McCain was at 3 percentage points in 1999, and you know how close he came to taking the nomination.
All I can do is tell you, in the age that we live in right now, Tim Pawlenty is not getting traction as it stands. And now, let me put this you have to be yourself up to rest for a moment. Listen to me here. You can learn from, I learn from you, you can learn from me. I'm not, when I go out and I'm a regular civilian, I'm not going like this to people and yelling and screaming and confronting everybody. I'm kind of low-key and boring in my personal life. But when I'm on television and I'm trying to get people to hear a message that I'm passionate about, and I believe the governor is passionate about what he says, I up the game because you have to do it in this climate.
It's a matter of being skilled in communications.
With all due respect, running for president is not like being the leading figure on cable TV. With all due respect to both
Well, then how do you respect Barack Obama? Barack Obama went in there
because he put on a performance. Because he was a better candidate than our candidate. Because he articulated a better message than our candidate
did. He didn't.
Because he sold it better.
The message wasn't better.
The message was, with all due respect, the message was, I don't want to be the president of red states or blue states. I want to be the president of the United States and bring us together. And I defy you to put in a short phrase what John McCain's message was. Look, running for president is like running. It's like being in the emperor's new clothes. At the end of the parade, they're going to see you exactly as you are. And you better understand who you are and try and be the best that you can be on any given day.
I can't believe you better not be phony. You are perhaps the smartest political guy in the United States of America.
So listen to me on this point.
Listen to me, and then I'll give you the last word. Look, Barack Obama's message in 2008 wasn't a better message than John McCain. It was pure blather. It was blather. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Short on specifics. But you know what it was long on? Theatrics. He was like a rock star. He came in. There was bells and whistles. He was up there like this. Whereas McCain looked like he was 95 years old. Don't tell me that Barack Obama didn't get votes because of the presentation. He did.
With all due respect, his message was stronger in part because of his presentation and in large measure because of his content. He ran as a relentless centrist when John McCain had no message other than, I fought for our country, I'm an American hero, which was true. But Barack Obama said, I'm a conservative, I'm going to, quote, scrub the budget line by line and end government programs that do not work. He attacked the deficits of the Bush years, not because they were too large or too small, but because he thought they were too large. He ran as a centrist who would bring us together. He talked about how he's going to cut taxes on every single American who made less than $250,000 a year.
Interview with me in September of 2008, Barack Obama had to admit that his opposition to the surge was ridiculous. He had to admit that he didn't really have a clear-cut economic plan at all. I mean, it was all bells and whistles. That's what it was.
You know what?
He got elected on that.
Every poll showed that at the end of the campaign, people thought that Barack Obama had a better, more concrete plan for what he wanted to do than John McCain. I don't say that Barack Obama had what you and I would call would be a great plan, but by comparison, which is what an election is about, is comparing two different individuals. They looked at McCain and they looked at Obama and said, you know what, I think Obama has a better plan for what he wants to do for the future. And they went for him with hope and some amount of chance in their vote, but they went with him because they thought he had a better message and a better plan for the future.
A Scandinavian American. I think that's the first time I ever heard that expression. Karl Rove going at it with Bill O'Reilly about President Obama, mostly a little on Tim Pawlenty. What say you, to borrow an expression? 800-510-8255. It appears that former Utah Governor John Huntsman will announce his bid for the White House, bringing a moderate Republican, an expert on America's fastest-growing competitor, that is China. He was the Chinese ambassador, into the fold. Good idea? What do you think? 800-510-8255, 14 after on the countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
All right, let's get into this a little more deeply. Britt Whitmire and Brad Krantz on their radio program talked to Sam Donaldson about the debate this week and the way Tim Pawlenty sort of backed off of Mitt Romney.
What did you think of all the proceedings?
Well, you know, you can't beat someone's horse with no horse. Now, Romney is the horse at the moment to beat. He's a front runner. A lot of Republicans, as you know, mistrust him and all of that. Think it's the old Romney, not the guy who says, oh, I was young then, I was 50, I've learned now, on all these questions. But I didn't see a horse come out and try to take him on. It's early, and we're going to see that later. But there was sweetness and light, except for one guy, Barack Obama, the evil one.
Mm. Well, but that kind of follows the normal script that you would assume would be followed at this point of a campaign. What about Tim Pawlenty? Because he did have an opportunity to go a little bit further than he did. He really decided to kind of back off, and he didn't have to attack Romney per se, but he could have gone a little bit further.
Well, yes, that's right. He said, all right, I don't like Romney, or rather Obamacare, combining Obama and Romney.
He needed a laugh track in there. Maybe
he needed a laugh track. But then, given the opportunity to press that point, he demurred. He said no. And you could have done it. He could have done it without being vicious about it. That'll come later, right? Mm-hmm. He could have. You know, someday somebody's going to say quickly, I suppose, and maybe it's Pawlenty finally, look, Governor, you say that it was good for Massachusetts. You still stand by it. Not for every state. Every state has to make up its own mind. It's certainly a terrible federal program. Well, what's the difference between people who have a heart attack in Massachusetts and in Minnesota? They pay different taxes? In other words, what? Explain yourself, because Romney can't really explain himself.
See, that's the thing. If you want to make a name for yourself, you go up to the biggest dog in the yard, you smack him. He had an opportunity, and John King set it up beautifully for Tim Pawlenty to go one-on-one with, by far, unquestionably, the number one guy, and he backed off.
You remember 3 years ago, and maybe not the first debate, it's quite true, and maybe they're just stepping out here, the kind of vicious exchanges on immigration between Romney and McCain and others. They jumped in, they jumped on each other, trying to paw out what they would do as well as the other guy's wrong. Last night, it was just the other guy, meaning Obama's wrong. They'll kill this program and that program and what have you, but killing programs is not a prescription for moving forward.
I didn't think the Obama bashing, if you will, whatever you want to call it, I didn't think it was at a premium. Also, you'll notice that I think the name Ronald Reagan only came up once. I only heard the name Reagan one time, so they're backing off of pining for Ronald Reagan.
Except his spirit was still there. Remember the 11th commandment of Reagan's?
Right.
Thou shalt speak no ill of Republicans? And that's what we had.
And I truly do believe this. I believe if the campaign was nothing but a series of debates, Newt Gingrich would be no worse than second, maybe third.
Well, he had a problem. Remember how they introduced their families and said, I'm married, I have 14 children. I have 36 grandchildren. I'm exaggerating. Newt, that's one of his weak points.
But he also
Newt, can I just finish on Newt? I just thought it was very interesting how he has to embrace in principle Paul Ryan's plan, which he denounced so strongly 4 Sundays ago, but he still criticized it. Remember when he said, if you're trying to sell something or worse to that effect that the American people don't like, you better go slow. And that was obviously a criticism of that plan.
They so don't get how tired most of us are of all the fighting, do they? 21 after on the countdown.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here with the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented, political, left, right, all that good stuff that seems to capture the imagination of lots of people. Not necessarily younger Americans, though. It's interesting how the audience skews for some of this stuff, and maybe it's because, as I said a few minutes ago, Americans in the main are tired of listening to all this, and that was what the story was before with Obama, and you heard perhaps Sam Donaldson, those others, talking about how we all fell for Obama's guff. More people than not, because under the circumstances, he was young and vibrant, and McCain was old and sounded like the same old thing. He didn't win by much, but he won. And it was, as I think they said, mostly because not of substance, but of form. So the news media has a special role in all of this. Jon Stewart from The Daily Show talks about the ridiculous news media coverage of some of the candidates, including the recently released emails from Sarah Palin.
Why would this person think that we're all breathlessly awaiting the mundane details about her bus trip? Where did she get this grossly inflated sense of her own importance? Like we're hanging on every word she's ever said or written.
We're live in Alaska, where thousands of her emails as governor there will be released today.
Oh, right. She got that idea because we are. Yes, every negative inference that Sarah Palin has ever made about the lamestream media was on full display last Friday as the state of Alaska released emails from her term as governor in response to a 2-year-old Freedom of Information Act request. And the media went full team coverage on the arbitrary release date of non-urgent material.
Just hours from now, Alaska will release thousands of pages of Sarah Palin's emails.
They're all going to be released in the next couple of hours.
It's less than an hour and an hour away.
Less than an hour from now.
All right, we are moments away from the release of more than 24,000 pages of emails.
In just seconds, perhaps, we will finally know just why. Oh, f- it, there's no real reason to look at these things now. But for some reason, the media went to DEFCON 1 for the release of the non-Pentagon papers.
What is expected in these emails?
What do we expect to learn from these emails?
Something about her relationships.
How her husband in particular got involved in the operation of state government.
Some of those
scandals or mini scandals.
Potentially embarrassing things.
Controversies like Troopergate. Questions about our daughter Bristol's pregnancy.
We also want to hear from you as well. What new details do you expect to surface in the Palin emails?
What if they're all like Twitter pictures? What do you think of that? You think that's what they are? Oh my God, that's what they are. Or maybe they're just the banal day-to-day activities of a working mom slash governor trying to balance family life with a burgeoning political career while looking for pictures. I want to see the emails! In preparation for what networks had convinced themselves would be a bombshell slash scandal-laden treasure trove, news outlets scrambled teams to Alaska. Finally, at 1 p.m., the emails dropped. And the details, oh yeah, did not disappoint.
Not a lot of salacious stuff.
This one where she's discussing whether or not she's going to participate in a fitness magazine.
I came across one where Willow Palin grabs her mom's BlackBerry and is arranging a play date.
In this email that I'm holding right here, somebody is complaining to Walt Monaghan, the public safety director that she eventually fired, a retiring legislator, saying that she was spotted with Trigg in a car not wearing an approved car seat.
That story better end with Palin getting out of the car and beating the woman with a tire iron. Why are you wasting our time?
There it is. Pretty good question. Again, the news media suspect here. The winners and the losers. The clearest individual winner was Romney. Another was Bachman, who likely will continue to dominate the anti-Obama one-liners. Got any good one-liners for us? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network. And if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes, just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And since Father's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Father's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to share a moment with the big guy on his big day. Hallmark Father's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Continue on our countdown, focusing on the GOP debate for a few more minutes, and then we'll spend some time on the president's interview with Ann Curry on NBC. I find it pretty interesting to look around and get reaction from a lot of the, I don't know what they call them, splinter groups, subgroups, the Log Cabin Republicans, for example, pretty high-profile organization of gay right-wingers, blasting this field from Monday night's debate for their hesitation toward the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Some of the views expressed by the candidates were out of sync with today's GOP in a statement from the leader of the Log Cabin Group. During the debate in New Hampshire, John King asked each one of them about the repeal of the policy which bars gays from participating in the military. Most of the candidates said that they were currently against the repeal. Newt Gingrich and Tim Pawlenty responding they would make this their decision, or they would make their mind up after consulting with military leaders. That was a dodge and a half, wasn't it, huh? The Log Cabin Republicans took particular aim at Mitt Romney. The group said, quote, he knows better. 17 years ago, he opposed Don't Ask, Don't Tell and vowed to support the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Log Cabin Republicans remember that promise. During the 111th Congress, both houses voted to end the policy, as you'll recall. And some in the military have said it's caused a certain degree of consternation. All right, so that's one point of view. 800-510-8255. Let's take a call from Ike, who's in South Carolina, wants to be heard on this group. All right, go ahead, Ike.
Yeah, Doug, in particular, did I hear right that Herman Cain was sitting there praising what they did down in Chile in the 70s to rework their social contract with the people of Chile? Is he not aware that They basically engineered a coup and overthrew an elected president of Chile and installed Pinochet and then basically wrecked the entire social compact that they had with their people there, to the point that now they have no Social Security, they have no health care, they have no safety net in that country whatsoever. Is that the kind of thing that Herman Cain thinks we need to do here?
Well, I'm not sure about the circumstances in Chile. Brazil is something you'll hear
was
about.
Yeah,
we installed somebody. We've done that. We've done a lot of that sort of thing. So if you don't like Herman Cain, of these people who have cropped up so far, who do you like?
It's pretty slim pickings, to tell you the truth. I mean, you swing from one side to the other as far as, their views.
Donald Trump said yesterday that he would run if the GOP picks a loser. Now, the definition of a loser, as these people start to sort themselves out, this is part of what the problem is. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Part of the problem is this thing goes on way too long. We keep saying it. Most of us complain about everything. Most of us complain about the antics. We complain about the situation with the influence from big business. We complain about the news media. So why in the name of God, if so many of us are upset about the system, don't we change it? Why is a question to think about, isn't it? 800, and isn't that what the Tea Party was founded on? Except the Tea Party has gone too broad. As Bill O'Reilly suggested months ago to a number of the people from the Tea Party, and I agree with it, focus on a couple of issues, maybe the number one being the budget and our fiscal circumstance. Most people still have it pretty tough, pretty rough. Things are not straightening out. Things are not really getting much better economically, even though there are some fairly good signs. So if we still feel the pinch, and it's years and years and years since we really saw the beginning, years meaning I said it three times, it's been 3 years since we've been in this slump. So isn't that the most important thing to most of you? Isn't this other stuff pretty much a lot of garbage, the don't ask, don't tell stuff? Why would you be concerned about that, really, when the economic realities of today are as bleak as they are for so many of you? And when you get down to brass tacks, most of the problem is because of government interference with people trying to run businesses, mostly small businesses. There's too much government. It's too expensive. It's out of control. Isn't that the number one issue? Don't you want to hear people explain and then try to hold them to the fire, or hold their feet to the fire as to how to get to the root of the problem? It isn't a difficult problem to solve. Well, I guess it really is, because there's so many people now entrenched in government that they want to vote for themselves. 22 or 24 million people in this country, 24 million of us, 24 million of you make their living, their paycheck, their weekly sustenance comes from some sort of governmental involvement, whether it's local, state, or national. That's obscene. 24 million people are being paid by the taxpayers, and what are they doing, most of them? What jobs, what fulfillment comes from all these people being employed by the sector? And George Bush increased the number by two. In other words, at the end of his 8 years, there were almost twice as many people working because of the funding of the federal government to local and state programs, never mind what the feds did themselves. And those of you who think he was such a hero, I mean, you look at this stuff, it's gone on and on and on and on. You didn't like it, really, when you thought about it, so you voted for Barack Obama. How's that working for you? 800-510-8255. And now we get back to the nonsense. Here are a couple of hosts named Rick and Donna. I think they're married, as a matter of fact. Talking about the comparisons the news media is making, inevitably, of Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin.
I thought Sarah Palin was really put through the ringer in 2008. And now that Michelle Bachmann is running, I'm wondering, do you think that she will be treated fairly for what she says? this time around, comparing to how, you know, Sarah Palin was treated last time around. And let's just put this out on the table. I thought that Sarah Palin was treated extremely unfair. And one of the reasons that I think people mistreated her is that, for example, people don't get someone who's born and raised out west. It's a different mindset. It's a different speaking pattern. And I thought that, you know, some of the reasons that she was kind of beaten up by the media was not only because of her positions and other things, but the fact that she's from out west.
Well, I thought Michelle Bachmann did just fine, but the fact is that Michelle Bachmann was no different last night than Michelle Bachmann has been leading up to this. What is different, I think, is that people who comment on all of this actually were forced to listen to her, and she was on the stage in the context of being a presidential contender. And so suddenly they've decided that, you know, now she is legitimate. Well, she was legitimate the day before and the week before and the months before. What you have, I think, is a very interesting phenomenon when it comes to conservative Republican women and how they are treated by the media. For example, at one point, and Rick, you were the one to say this. Mm-hmm. I didn't even say it. It appeared that John King from CNN was not asking her questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was standing there, and King was, you know, rotating the questions. They had some questions that were from the floor of different reporters of New Hampshire media organizations. But we went for a very long time before Michelle Bachmann was asked a question. You pointed it out. I didn't really even notice it. So I think conservative Republican women are treated differently by the media because, in general, I believe that a lot of men who are in the traditional news media are left of center, and they seem to be flummoxed by conservative Republican women. And let's face it, Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin are smart women, mm-hmm. accomplished women,
yep.
married women who are yep. happily married with multiple children. They are also career women, and they're both very attractive. And somehow or another, apparently, there is a portion of this country that believes that that's wonderful. That is a role model as long as you are a liberal feminist. But if you are a conservative, or heaven forbid, a Tea Party conservative, somehow those qualities are judged as negative.
Donna Martinez, I'm not immune from expressing myself. I think both Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin sound like they're idiots, actually. I mean, they aren't really. Sarah Palin's very smart, but she's dumbed down her message because she thinks America has been dumbed down. I mean, for heaven's sakes, or is she really not that bright? I think she's very smart about what she wants for herself, and that's what this has all been about. She plays one song, but really does she dance to a different tune? That was pretty interesting in overlooking Sarah Palin's Alaska. The book itself informs us a couple of times that John Adams took part in the Constitutional Convention and was a leading participant. Adams wasn't at the Constitutional Convention. He wasn't even in the country. He was in England as the minister to the Court of St. James. And so, you listen to that and you wonder, what Michelle Bachmann said about Lexington and Concord when she was in New Hampshire, Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts. Michelle Bachmann has her first presidential campaign ad, and I'm going to just have Michael play it. It popped up on YouTube this week, and you tell me whether she sounds like somebody that you want to wrap yourself around.
Hi, my name is Michelle Bachmann. Today I filed the necessary paperwork to seek the office of the Presidency of the United States, and I'm inviting you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and also to go to michellebachmann.com. This is a historic day for our nation. This is the first day of taking our country back. I worked very hard to bring your voice to the halls of Congress. Now I want to take your voice into the White House, where it hasn't been heard for a long time, because with your common sense and with your energy working together, we will take our country back in 2012. Please volunteer. Please send your best donation and ask your friends to join, too. This is a winning team, and we can do this in 2012.
Team. I don't want to be the guy that throws cold water on her English. None of us are perfect, but if you're running a campaign and you want to be sounding like you got some starch, you don't say this is a historic occasion, because the correct English is this is an historic occasion. Just other things. Again, back to the where are the people who really have it? Bachman doesn't have it. Neither any of these other. Maybe Huntsman's got a little. I don't know enough about him yet. But where are the people who really have some starch, who have intellect, who have integrity, who have interesting ideas? Tell me there's somebody out there that's got it. At this point, it looks like a big zero, doesn't it? 14 before the hour on the countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, lest we not have any time devoted to Representative Wiener, a Connecticut company has created an action figure of Representative Wiener. It comes in both a PG-13 and an R-rated version. You can get the story at DougStefan.com. The company is Hero Builders. They said the Anthony Wiener action figure, which came out this week, has the PG-13 version, having him dressed in gym clothing with, quote, "Tweet this" printed on his shorts, and an anatomically correct R-rated version for adults only. The figures join other merchandise that's been created in the wake of this indiscretion, shall we call it that. There are a bunch of T-shirts and mugs and bumper stickers. There's a dating site called SugarSugar.com, which issues public statement offering a $50,000 reward to have Wiener's private parts serve as spokesman for the site. Good Lord. All right, so up next on the countdown, the president speaks out. Katie Couric. Ann Curry interviews him.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
President Obama talked to NBC's new morning co-host Ann Curry about a number of things, from Anthony Weiner to the debt ceiling to whether or not he wants a second term. He said, I'm not sure this is more than a one-term deal. He was asked by Ann about jobs.
You're here encouraging private sector hiring. This just after the New York Times this past Friday reported that since the recovery began, businesses have spent just 2% more on hiring people while at the same time spending 26% more on equipment. So why, at a time when corporate America is enjoying record profits, have you been unable to convince businesses to hire more people, Mr. President?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of me being unable to convince them to hire more people, and they're making decisions based on what they think will be good for their companies. A couple of things have happened. Look, we went through the worst crisis since the Great Depression. We are now in a process where the economy is growing again, and we've created 2 million jobs over the last 15 months. But it's not as fast as it needs to be to make up for all the jobs that were lost. The other thing that happened, though, and this goes to the point you're just making, is there are some structural issues with our economy where a lot of businesses have learned to become much more efficient with a lot fewer workers. You see it when you go to a bank and you use an ATM. You don't go to a bank teller. Or you go to the airport and you're using a kiosk instead of checking in at the gate. So all these things have created changes in the economy, and what we have to do now, and that's what this Job Council is all about, is identifying where the jobs for the future are going to be. How do we make sure that there's a match between what people are getting trained for and the jobs that exist? How do we make sure that capital is flowing into those places with the greatest opportunity? We are on the right track. The key is figuring out how do we accelerate it.
That said, you know that with 14 million Americans unemployed and another 8.5 unable to get full-time work, that there is a lot of human suffering attached to this. We're talking about bankruptcies, homelessness, hunger, you know, the stress of this, the shame of this. People have started to wonder, because you speak so calmly about this, whether you really, truly empathize with these people who've lost their jobs, who are suffering, and people are asking, you know, why are you not angrier? Why are you not angrier about what is happening here?
And first of all, I don't think people are asking that. Maybe some in the press might be asking that. I think ordinary folks understand. I spend all my time thinking about this stuff because I'm talking to these folks every single day. I wake up every morning thinking about how can I help that man in North Carolina or that woman in Indiana or that family in Pennsylvania get back on their feet, because they write me letters and they say, Mr. President, we're about to lose our house. Can you help us? Mr. President, I worked here for 30 years. Right before retirement, I got laid off. What do I do now? And I have to write back to them. And when I see them at meetings and they start crying, the notion somehow that I'm calm about that is nonsense. But what is true is that as president, my job is to make sure that I am finding every good idea that we can to move the country forward. What you saw today, you know, our investments in clean energy, making sure that we're dealing with community colleges so that they are more effectively training our workers for jobs, making sure that the economy as a whole is not burdened by regulations that are outdated or don't make sense, making sure that we continue the kinds of tax cuts for small businesses and that we're also providing financing for those small businesses. You know, those are the things ultimately on which I'm going to be judged.
All right. So here's a snippet of the president talking to Ann Curry about the Wiener Schnitzel scandal.
Obviously, what he did was highly inappropriate. I think he's embarrassed himself. He's acknowledged that. He's embarrassed his wife and his family. Ultimately, there's going to be a decision for him and his constituents. I can tell you that if it was me, I would resign because public service is exactly that. It's a service to the public. And when you get to the point where, because of various personal distractions, you can't serve as effectively as you need to, at a time when people are worried about jobs and their mortgages and paying the bills, then you should probably step back. You know, ultimately, this job is not about us. It's not about our ambitions. It's not about our positions. It's about how well are we serving the people who sent us to Washington.
Well, he's selling. Are you buying? That's the president on various things that are of interest. Time's up here. A lot of interesting things. Good thing you are hanging around for this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.